On this episode of the Nashville Podcast, we're going to be talking about Santa Claus and that aspect of Christmas. We're going to see where you can see Santa Claus around the Nashville area. We're going to see, okay, as growing up, what were our favorite gifts from Santa? But also a pre-warning warning, we will be getting serious with Santa Claus. So parents, if you have children listening, we'll let you know ahead of time, but you may not want their ears to hear.
This is the Nashville Podcast, brought to you by the guys of Leftover Lunch.
We're from here. We all have families, we follow Jesus, and we have fun. We want this to be evident in all that we do.
And as the Nashville Podcast, we're here to bring relevant content for those of you who are in and around the area, as well as help spread the Southern culture to those who aren't blessed to call Tennessee home.
So, this episode, we're going to be discussing Santa Claus. We all have our own experiences with that. Before we really get into that, as far as how we celebrated growing up, we're going to jump right in and the greatest gifts that you had gotten from Santa Claus. What some of the, let's go all nostalgic right here. What are some of those that you looked forward to on Christmas morning to open up?
Wait, so the greatest gift we received from Santa Claus.
Yes.
Not just period greatest gift as in Christmas time, but from, quote, Santa Claus.
We'll start with Santa Claus, but if you've got something else better, we'll go back.
I'm unprepared. I didn't prepare for this.
I remember when we talked about greatest gift, but I didn't know he was going to get all specific.
Well, I mean,
right out of the gate, he's coming at us.
Just throw it out there then.
I'll come up with something, though.
Just throw it out there, Clark.
What do you got? You got something?
The Nintendo.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
That one.
Wait, which one?
Like the original.
The original
the
Nintendo.
The NES.
Blow
Nintendo.
Into the gaming thing because
it came with
skipping
Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Yes.
You didn't get a Tecmo Bowl with it?
I did not.
Did you ever have Tecmo Bowl?
I did not.
Oh, my goodness. And you ain't played Nintendo.
I had Bobble Bubble or whatever the name of that game was. It was.
I don't know that. But I know about some Duck Hunt and some Mario.
Yes.
And that dumb dog that laughed at you when you didn't get a duck either.
Yeah, oh yeah, that yeah, man, what's up?
Yeah, but that was probably reminiscing. That was the one I looked forward to the most. I think that was I was maybe what 5, 6 something along those lines. But also the bicycle, man,
that was gonna be mine.
Okay,
I revert to that. Okay. My red bicycle that I got is like my first big kid bicycle, not the one they took the training wheels off of. But the one that...
But like the 20-inch...
Yeah, 20-inch wheels. Man, I ran that joker into the ground. It was, and it was a... what was it?
Mine was a Huffy.
No, I'm trying to think. It was so many speed, too.
Oh.
Like 21 speed or something like that. Maybe it was less because I was a younger kid at the time. But man, that bike went on so many jumps and crashes. That was the bike right there.
Yeah, bike was a big one for me, too. I remember that one. Yep, that was good. Probably a guitar, though. I got my first electric guitar. I was pretty young, and that was a big deal.
Music man Kyle and his guitar.
Yeah.
Listener, if you didn't know, he's a bit of a musician, leads worship, so that's kind of the go-to answer from him, I believe.
Yeah. Sorry if that
hashtag
was cheating.
Stereotype.
If that was cheating. Yeah. Sorry, but yeah. But that's probably the one. And you mentioned bike, and that definitely brought up some memories there for sure, so... Yep, bike, guitar. Did you give one?
Call? Bike. Okay, yeah. Cool. Before Brody was gonna steal my thunder, I tried to steal it from him.
Gotcha. I too got a Nintendo one time though, like pretty young.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Anybody get the Red Ryder BB gun?
Oh yeah.
You'll shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I definitely didn't shoot my eye out with that thing, but I had my neighbor's little brother shot himself, put his finger at the end of the barrel, and pulled the trigger.
Pulled the trigger.
Off the railroads.
Already.
He pulled the trigger. We didn't know it. We were shooting two other BB guns, so he grabbed mine, shot his finger, went inside, told his mom and dad that we shot him. So they came out and started taking our BB guns away. Yeah. I was like, whoa, what's going on? But yeah, I didn't shoot anybody's eye out, though.
BB gun wars, was that a thing with y'all?
No.
Oh.
We threw walnuts at each other.
Not quite the same.
I'm telling you, man.
Did you and your buddies shoot each other with BB guns, man?
Did y'all not?
No. We didn't do that, man. Okay. I would have been in big trouble if I got caught.
Yeah, we did those. Like we did bottle rocket wars, all that kind of stuff.
Now, with the bottle rocket, I did shoot a kid's eye out.
Like, eyeball out?
Like, to this day, that guy didn't have that eye?
Like, he got a patch on his eye?
He doesn't. I didn't shoot his eyeball out. But when I threw the bottle rocket in the air, obviously, not knowing where it would go,
yeah,
I saw it head towards him, shouted his name, and as he looked up to see what was going on, the bottle rocket literally hit him in the eyeball. He had to sit up in a recliner for a month to prevent from losing his vision.
So it's not just that you flung it in his direction. It's that if you didn't say his name, it had just like bounced off his dome.
Yes.
But you said his name, so he looked at it, and it got him in his eyeball.
Yes.
Good job.
Thanks, Santa.
Yeah. So now that we're off the railway on that one. Yeah. So I'm sure if you're a parent, man, what are the hot gifts nowadays? I don't know.
You've
got the oldest child of us all here, Clark. What does your child want?
You'd have to ask my wife. I mean, princess and baby dolls Clark is usually always what she asks for. So, I mean, we don't get her what she asks for. We get her what she usually plays with, you know, because kid's not going to ask for like what they know they're going to be playing with. We see what she plays with most often, and we get her either a different version of that or obviously go, oh, you're playing with that toy, so no worries.
Yeah. Yeah, because all of us, listener, our children are still fairly young. I've got a 2-year-old and a 2-month-old. Kyle, 2 years, right?
Yeah, 2-year-old. Yeah. Yep.
And Clark, yours is 4?
She's about to be 4.
About to be 4.
She's getting there.
Yeah. So we're still in that. Like, we're safe with, like, dolls and stuff like that. Yeah.
But, yeah. But, hey. So, Santa's obviously brought some great gifts. Have you ever had the great gift of that awesome picture with Santa? Like, where you're reaching out for mom and dad, bloodshot face, in deep fear of the man holding you?
I never had that picture growing up, thankfully, because I'm not scarred from it from this day. But last year, with our oldest daughter, oh man, she did not want to sit in that guy's lap. But in case you do want a picture with your kid, there are some places around the town to look at that. Here's some places around Nashville. We're going to share a couple with you. And maybe if you're looking on getting that quintessential great, as in maybe not so good, that maybe it'll just go bad. I don't know. Maybe you've had better luck with your children and the potential of winning a pitch with Santa.
That's a negative for me.
No.
No. No. We've got an awesome one of Eleanor. Okay. Just bloodshot face.
Yeah.
What? Well, we'll talk more about that later.
Okay, yeah. We'll warn before we talk about that, right?
Yeah, we'll warn
yes,
you.
Yes,
yeah.
Just, so, if you're...
Somebody warn me before we talk about that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, Santa, first on our list is Demolic Green Hills. He's going to be there all the way through Christmas Eve for family photos, and specifically... some of the time periods are Monday through Sunday, all mall hours. He is going to take a few breaks here and there. He's going to be there pretty much when the mall is open. He's going to be there. Probably be best in the afternoon, like early afternoon, if I had to guess, would be the best time. So the mall at Green Hills, that's one place to go.
But wait, there's more.
There is.
At the mall at Green Hills, they have the Santa's Flight Academy, where you get to try on a virtual flight suit. You get a cadet badge saying you're part of Santa's flight crew. And you get to learn how to operate the sleigh.
Oh, wow.
So not only do you get your picture taken with him, you become part of his crew.
You're part of the team.
You're in the academy, graduated, and ready to fly.
Nice. Nice.
Anyways.
So if you want your child to be part of Santa's team, right there. There you go. Santa's Flight Academy at the mall at Green Hills. Also, another mall, Rivergate Mall. Yeah. I was going to make a comment there, but I'll refrain. So,
what do you guys know about the Rivergate
Mall? Dude, that's the only mall that I knew of growing up.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Me too. Well, hey, but what, like, on that, though, whenever you went to the Rivergate Mall, was it like, it was a big deal, right?
Yeah, it was a big deal. But you just cruised.
Like, when we went to Rivergate, man, it was like... I mean, that was...
Like, what is all this stuff in here?
That's a big deal. Yeah. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's...
Now it's just like...
So much, it's not a big deal.
You just want to survive. Yeah.
Yeah, so Santa's there.
Yeah, he's there.
Beware.
Yeah, so Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. A few breaks in between, but he's going to be there those days. Also Sundays from noon to 6 p.m. As well. He's going to be there. He's going to be on the lower level around JCPenney. That's where he's going to be at, there at Rivergate Mall. Also, Opera Mills. Anybody dare to make that trip to Opera Mills this time of year?
No way. Not right now.
Yeah. See, that's kind of our go-to mall.
Yeah.
You bypass the Rivergate Mall, which is closer to you.
Can you believe that?
To go to Opry Mills?
Yeah, we do. We do. But Opry's the next closest one, you know. And then past that, you know, we're making a trip. So,
yeah. All right.
But honestly, we're actually not very far from Bowling Green, Kentucky either, which is a pretty nice mall up there. So we'll go up there. We're really about the same distance from Opry and Bowling Green. So, but Opry, man, it's good luck to you is all I got.
Yeah, this time of year, pack your patience because you'll need it.
But Santa's there.
He is. Beginning the 15th, he's going to have extended hours. We're recording this. It's before the 15th, but beginning then, I think it's going to be 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, as well as Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and also, if you want pet photos. Now, hey, there's people out there that may want that.
Is that right?
Yeah. You can have pet photos with Santa on a date that, well, it's already passed, so never mind. Forget that I said that.
Yeah. On to the next one.
Yeah, you got the next one, Clark?
Cool Spring Galleria down in my part of town.
Yeah.
Again, another place you don't want to go visit because your patience will not be packed. All right. Your patience just gets gone there.
It won't be packed.
Yeah. Get gone.
Clark can guarantee you that you will have not packed it.
Because, well, my wife works across the street from the mall as well, is where her business is. And so getting home from that is just a nightmare. Oh. Monday through Friday, not even counting the weekends. But yeah, so Santa's there too at Cool Springs Galleria.
I don't want to interject, but just in case people are wondering where at Opry Mills, actually two locations. One is going to be the Rainforest Cafe, but then also is going to be in Bass Pro as well. So just FYI. Okay.
All right, so yeah, Santa, Cool Springs Galleria, Monday through Friday from 10 to 9 with breaks at 1 and 5. And then on Sunday, he is there from 12 to 6 and at the Cool Springs Galleria, because they're awesome, they give you a Santa Fast Pass where you can skip the line.
It's like Disney. You get the Fast Pass. Yeah. Man.
So what's that going
to
run you?
I don't know. I didn't look that part up. Yeah. I just want to inform you and leave you hanging.
That's going to cost you a few dollars.
The ones that shop there, they ain't worried about price.
No doubt.
Yeah. What about your neck of the woods, Kyle? You ever shop there at the streets of Indian Lake?
Yeah. I was just there this past weekend.
Yeah.
Hendersonville. So the big guy going to be out there at the streets?
At Santaland. There at the four-way stop, yeah. that pretty much...
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, but that's where he's going to be. So
that's what our information says.
Yeah, and it's going to be evenings only from 2 to 4. And then basically 2 to 7 p.m. That's when it's going to be.
Back to Opry Mills, Opry Land. Almost called it Opry Land.
Going nostalgic, aren't we? Again?
Back to Opry Mills. Santa's going to be at Bass Pro, too. So if you don't want to go by the Rainforest Cafe.
I think Brody said
yeah,
that.
I think
did you already say Bass Pro?
Sure enough did.
Man, come on. I wasn't listening to you.
No, you weren't.
Because he interrupted you to say
that's
that.
Right. Yeah. Get out of here.
So Santa's going to be a lot of places.
Yep. Stones River Mall, going to be out there in the borough as well.
Cheekwood with those lights we told you about.
That's right.
That's going to be the good Santa right there.
Opryland Hotel. I mean, it's you. What in the world?
He's going to be out in my neck of the woods, Mount Juliet. They're at Pictures with Santa. They're at King Picks.
Opryland Hotel. Yep. Where you go and watch the Christmas lights as well.
Oh, and propose to your wife. Just saying. It works. The Avenue, once again, in Borough.
Getting Hitched episode. Check that out.
Yep. The Country Music Hall of Fame.
Is that right?
If you want to make a downtown visit to just kind of walk around downtown,
and
maybe
go
get your
learn about
Santa.
Tim and Faith at the Country Music Hall of Fame exhibit, and then go get your picture taken with Santa.
Yeah,
it's only going to be weekends, though.
That's the best
though.
Thing you can learn about there. If you
that's want, what's there, though, right now. Yeah. That's the featured exhibit.
Only weekends, though. So I know this weekend, 16th and 17th for sure. And I think possibly the next weekend. So check on that. So there's where you go to see Santa. Before we get to our next part, which once again, we want to warn you, parents, if you're listening with children, you may not want to listen after this ad that we're going to go ahead and give you right now. Here's a word from our sponsor. This podcast is being brought to you by Pod Studio One. Pod Studio One is a one-stop podcast development studio located just outside of Nashville. They can help you do all the things it takes to launch your podcast. Develop a theme, create a format, produce artwork, produce music, record and edit audio and video, all the things.
Don't need this studio? No worries. With Pod Studio One, you can record your episode and send it to them. They will edit it, add bumper music, artwork, whatever, and release it into the wild blue yonder spaces where podcasts roam free. Or iTunes and all the other podcast apps, too. They don't discriminate.
Stop waiting to launch your show. Get that nugget of an idea out of your head and into other people's ears today. Head over to podstudio1.com to get started.
So, the real question is...
Spoiler alert.
Yep. Warning.
If you got kids, if you're in the car right now and you have kids,
just stop. Shut it off.
Stop it.
Push stop.
Pause
right now. Push stop.
You can come back later. Yeah, but pause it for now because
we do not want to be responsible for what could happen.
We have inside information about Santa Claus himself.
Yeah,
and your kids don't need to know this info. So maybe
question for you guys then. Warning over. Here's the real deal. Do you guys or do you not do Santa Claus?
You want to break that? You want to go first?
Who's going to break the ice?
Man, if you really, really do enjoy that aspect of Christmas.
Hold on, wait, let me go first.
Okay, all right.
Because mine's going to be a lot easier, I think.
Yes.
We're going to have to break down Brody and dissect what he's going to say. But for me, it's easy. Right now, she's two. You know what I'm saying? So I stayed out of the whole the picture thing when you guys were talking about that.
Yeah.
So here's what we've done. Okay. Here's what we've done.
Yeah.
My father-in-law, Ed. We've talked about Ed on the show before.
Yeah, Ed.
Shout out to Ed. Okay. Well, he's got a Santa suit, all right? So he puts on the Santa suit. Lucy Jo knows that it's Ed. You know what I'm saying?
She does, though? For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, she calls him Grandpa or whatever when she sees him.
They take a Santa picture. You know what I'm saying? So we get a Santa picture, but it's Ed, and we avoid torturing my child, taking her to the Rivergate Mall.
That is genius.
Yeah, and she's smiling and she's happy. I mean, look, she was born in November, right? So like her first Christmas, she's a newborn.
Yeah.
You know, and so we did it then, fine. Did it last year as a one-year-old, fine. And I'm hoping that that's the plan this year.
Yeah. As long as you can keep it rolling,
But the answer right now is yes and no, right?
Yes, so, you do Ed Santa.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't take her to the mall and do Santa Claus picture right now.
But
that may happen at some point.
Okay,
who gives Lucy Jo presents at Christmas?
Christmas morning.
That's my real question.
But she doesn't know.
Whose name's on the tag?
Does it matter? Because she can't read the tag.
But who do you tell her gave her those presents?
I don't know. I think last year we had some Santa presents.
Okay.
Some Santa-ish in there.
And I think we will this year as well.
Okay.
All right. So Kyle.
So the answer to the question, I guess, is yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brody, do I need to defend myself?
I'm gonna.
Is that gonna come back around?
Yeah, because I'm gonna
get a chance to defend myself.
Here, I'll go
later.
On the other side of the fence because I feel like Brody's gonna be.
You guys are haters, all right?
No, don't say that. We're not haters. I had Santa growing up, just to kind of give a warning there. I had Santa growing up.
Yeah,
I found out that he wasn't real when I walked downstairs.
And, yeah, that's
and saw my
you
parents.
Know how, we. This is why we warned you.
Yeah. Found out he wasn't the real guy when I saw my parents putting the gifts under the tree late at night. So my wife and I, before we had our child, while she was in her mommy's belly, decided we were not going to do Santa. We weren't going to do Santa because we wanted the focus of Christmas to truly be on Christ and tell her that these are gifts. When we give her these gifts, we're celebrating the gift that Christ gave us on Christmas Day. So, and we're really careful with her, like communicating to her, like, hey, listen, some kids might believe in Santa, and that's something their mommy and daddies want to do. So we're just not going to, you know, in the best way we can to a three-year-old say.
Man, your daughter is going to, like, dash the hopes
I know.
Of some kids.
Yeah. Like, I'm waiting for that day. I'm waiting for that day. But we're very upfront about, hey, listen, this is why we're celebrating Christmas. This is why you're getting gifts. And it's because of Christ's birth. So that's how we've, I don't want to say replace Santa, but that's how we've nixed the old fat
You just
guy.
Stopped it before it started.
Correct.
Yeah. And we're, in all honesty, kind of like similar to Kyle's boat, like as far as age-wise. This will be the first Christmas that we have with our children, specifically our oldest, which is about 2.5 years old, that where she's probably going to begin to kind of like, okay, like if we did tell her that there is Santa Claus bringing these gifts, well, she believes that like Mickey is real or whatever the case may be. She believes in those like fictitious characters. And so is this going to be another fictitious character that begins to become reality for her and whatnot? And I'm just like, man, like I'm such a realist and I don't want to lie to my kid. And that's really what it boils down to. And I've told my wife, it's like, I ain't lying to her. I've said that to my wife. I couldn't say that it went over well, but
does it ever though?
Nah.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah. To do it or not to do as far as celebrate Santa. I'm gonna do my best to not.
No matter
I'm
what,
do but, my best to not.
But I also know that there are. And not saying that it's my wife, but specifically I'm thinking like, man.
But your family like, sometimes doesn't understand. Like not, we've explained it.
Yeah.
But they just don't get it. And so they always ask about Santa. And we're like, no, stop it.
Yeah.
So how does Brody mama feel about Santa?
Oh, she's going to want to, as long as she gets to give gifts.
She don't care.
She don't care who they come from.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, she's probably going to want to say this came from Santa.
Boom.
I got the pleasure of meeting Brody Mama over the weekend.
Yeah, you did.
Did she remind you of Santa?
Yeah.
You talking about my mama?
No, she was a very, very nice lady. She's a very nice lady.
Yeah, but like, is my household going to celebrate Santa? Man, probably not. Just because I don't want a lot of my kids. And yeah, for that reason, like that Clark mentions as well, that... I grew up in a household where, yeah, we did celebrate Santa Claus. And not that we went overboard with it, but I knew more about Santa Claus than I did about the actual reason for Christmas, which is Christ. And so I want to make sure that my children, like, from an early age get that's really what it's all about. And not saying that you have to pick one or the other, because you can very easily do both. But I'm definitely going to err on the side of caution and go the... make sure they get the real meaning and not buy into the consumerism.
And that's not like we're against Kyle right now.
No.
By that whole thing. It's just because we obviously all turned out just fine, and we grew up with Santa Claus.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah, I grew up in a house, and probably Clark's like this as well. Like, there was... we did both. I mean, it was... You know, I grew up in the church and knew... about what the season was really about. That was present, but the presence of Santa Claus was, or the idea of Santa Claus was also around. And so I think you can do that. I think it's possible to do that. I think you can have a healthy dose of Santa Claus.
I agree.
I think you can have an unhealthy dose of all of that. As well.
I also concur.
But yeah. I think you can do both, and I think it's okay to do both.
Because I'll give the example of, like, my wife. Like, she said, yeah, we grew up with Santa Claus, but, you know, getting gifts from Santa Claus. But we also grew up getting gifts from, like, the animals. Like, they had pets and stuff like that. And so, like, it was saying from one of the pets. And so she knew from a very early age that, okay, well, we know that that's not really real. This is not from the dog, or this is not from the cat. So that means that Santa must be some fictitious character as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the fact that your wife got presents from her pets.
Well, people get presents from Santa, and that ain't real.
So I don't know. I don't remember exactly how I figured out. Like, I don't remember the moment that I figured out that it wasn't real.
Oh, it's burned in my memory.
Okay, but check this out. I do remember asking. Like, I remember figuring it out. And I may be wrong, but I don't think someone blew it for me. I think I just figured it out.
Yeah.
I think I figured out, like, okay, this can't be right.
That's probably why I walked downstairs that night.
And so I remember, like, basically, and it wasn't like even asking my mom. It was like spilling the beans to my mom. I was like, hey.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I know.
Yeah. And so, and, you know, I had a sister that, I mean, I still have a sister that is 2.5 years younger than me. And so my mom was like, don't spoil it.
Shut your trap, you little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I don't think I did. I may have told her eventually, but I was the kid at school who was blowing the whistle.
You were the one that was curb stomping Christmas.
I see it
for
too,
all
man. I yeah. see little Kyle doing that.
Oh right? Yeah. Hey, what's up, girl? Santa Claus ain't real.
You know what, little dude?
Yeah.
But I think like you did hit on it. Like, to me, the core of it is that I want, regardless of age, let's just hypothetically say that we do celebrate Santa and like all his fakeness. And then my child figures out one day that he's not real. I don't want to give my child any ammunition to not trust me. I want to be completely upfront and honest and trustworthy to my children. And so that more than anything is going to be the reason why I would choose not to.
That's valid. I mean, that's another layer to our decision too. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. I think for sure. And
but like you said, there's a right and wrong way to do it. You can do it well. You can do it right.
And I think even if you want to tell your kids, and it's almost sounding like a little bit of kind of like what you guys are doing, Clark, or what you plan to do. I think you could even still have Santa Claus be a part of your Christmas, but even explain to your kids that it's fictitious.
And even maybe, like, or just go through the history of Santa Claus, how it started out with Saint Nicholas, who was a saint, like there in the early church, I think 4th or 5th century is when he began. And then his acts of generosity just kind of carried through to the point where he became this figurehead during the celebration of Christ's birth, of just this gift giving, just this generosity, and be able to rooted in the reality of what the celebration is of Saint Nicholas.
Explain that stuff to your kids, because it is a real thing.
Yeah.
He is
like,
for real.
There really was a Saint Nicholas.
Yeah, it is a real thing. It's just the way that we
twisted
it.
Thanks
Coca-Cola. Yeah. You know, the way that it's viewed in today's society.
Yeah.
Thanks to that Coca-Cola ad or whatever.
We tried to do that, like tell her about that, but she wasn't down because she's 3 years old. She's like, I don't care about this. So it's much easier right now to be like, oh, this is just to celebrate Jesus right now.
Yeah.
And sure, we'll get there one day. But anyways.
And I think that's great. And I think that's good. I think the way you guys are doing it is wonderful.
Hey,
Kyle, but I don't think it's the only way.
The way you're doing it is wonderful as well.
And I think that's what we want you guys as listeners to understand. I think you have options. You know, think about it, though. Like, put your mind to work. Think about it. If you have kids, if you're planning on having kids, if you haven't encountered this issue yet, know up front what you're going to do about it and how you're going to handle it. And, you know, even if it's you're going to just take a casual approach to it and play it by ear, that's fine, too. But just know what you're going to do. And because I think that's kind of our approach. We're going to, you know, sure, she's going to get presents from Santa, but I don't think that she is going to be very old by the time
she knows
go down that
ain't,
road.
Yeah,
you know, I think it's going to be a fairly young age when we eventually go down that road. But yeah, you got options. Just think about it and, you know, pray about it. Just know what you're going to do in that situation. Because there's, I don't know that there's necessarily a right or wrong answer to this. Yeah. You know, but I think it is a very interesting topic, and I'm glad that we've been talking about it.
Yeah. That was a drop the mic statement.
It was. And you, just kind
you,
of.
You concluded it well.
Yeah. I'm not going to drop this mic right here, though.
No, that's a real nice mic.
No, I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah. So just kind of in wrapping up closing that, that if you care to celebrate, you know, Santa Claus and all that, that's fine. That's great. Like if you tell your kids about a jolly old man, don't forget to tell your children also about a child that was born. Like that's what Christmas truly is about. That don't neglect, the truth, of Christ truly, coming to be one of us in flesh, that, the miraculous birth, all the events surrounding that, you know, take a time. And if you don't do this, and this is one thing that I will, to my parents', benefit say that we weren't necessarily always like growing up in church or anything like that. In all honesty, there's probably, on both hands, I could count the times we were in church before middle school. But one thing that we did, at Christmas time is there was the reading of the Christmas narrative from either Luke's gospel account or Matthew's. And so start that tradition with your family. Yes, you may be celebrating Santa Claus coming on Christmas morning, but at least Christmas Eve, read that with your children and keep that a tradition to go on.
Yeah.
So.
You watch out, Brody. You'll go to the book of Matthew real fast.
That's right.
He will. Hey, appreciate you guys listening. You guys got anything else?
No. That's all she wrote. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. That was fun. Get out to one of these malls if you want to and catch old Santa. He's going to be all these places all at the same time. I don't know how he does it.
Magical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magical man. What the?
He's got your kid's name on the list.
Creeper.
He's going to sneak in your house.
Creeper.
Oh, man. Well, on that, let's get out of here.
Yeah, before we say something.
Let's get out of here before, yeah, all right. But thank you guys for listening, and yeah, we'll catch you next time.
Hey, if you liked what you heard and want more, subscribe on the Apple Podcast app or in Google Play.
Also, if you want to watch us act like goofballs while talking about sports and other events that happened over the weekend, check out our Leftover Lunch YouTube channel by searching Leftover Lunch Podcast on YouTube.
And for everything else, check out leftovernashville.com or find us on Twitter and Instagram @leftoverlunch_, as well as Leftover Lunch on Facebook.